The health department says it's keeping close tabs on new COVID-19 cases to make sure they have the resources to handle them.
The process is still really quick and seamless. So if you make sure you call ahead, you get that appointment, we'll see you as quickly as we can.
That's Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, July 13th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Hot summer days are driving restaurant goers inside, but seating capacity is still limited. Dana Vollmer reports.
Kevin Evans with the City of Peoria's Economic Development Team says indoor dining could offer restaurants hurt by the COVID-19 pandemic a revenue boost, but they have to weigh the costs related to additional supplies, cleaning procedures, and staffing needs.
The effectiveness of it is really a true function of how well they've done the math around profitability.
Evans says some restaurant owners are having a hard time getting staff to come back, especially those working the front of the house. Diners, on the other hand, seem eager to get back inside. Julia Salvatierra co-owns Hacienda El Mirador in Junction City.
A lot of my customers are very excited to dine inside, more right now in this month because the weather is so hot, but in the night it's more better outside.
Matt Rixmer, owner of the Fox Pub and Cafe on Pioneer Parkway, says he's seen a similar trend, but some only want to dine inside.
Even when it wasn't too hot out, we had people show up and all our tables were full inside and they left.
Restaurants are still limited to 25% capacity under Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Pastor Chuck Brown of Victory Christian Church is running for Peoria mayor. His announcement Sunday makes four candidates for the office. Washington will soon be another Wall Dogs mural community. The Washington Historical Society commissioned the well-known painters to create a tribute to the city founder, William Holland. And homeowners are producing 5 more pounds of trash per week than they normally would during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the Peoria Disposal Company. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. As the state continues to lift COVID-19 restrictions under Phase 4 of Governor J.B. Pritzker's recovery plan, the number of confirmed cases is going up. WCBU's Tim Shelley recently spoke to Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson about this trend and the Peoria healthcare system's capacity to handle the increase.
We are slightly where we expected, meaning that we've seen a large increase in the number of cases, which when you reopen, interactions happen more as well, along with the fact that we, during this two-week period, we also had the 4th of July and people traveling a lot more. And so we are definitely seeing our numbers increase steadily each day with our daily averages jumping drastically. But again, that's expected when you reopen. What we want to make sure that we are monitoring is that increasing cases doesn't outstride our capacity that we have as a local health department as well as a healthcare system.
You said this rise was expected as things begin to open back up. How is the capacity doing right now for you as a health department and as a local healthcare system overall to handle what's happening?
Overall, our hospitals, between their ICU bed use and their even at their total bed use, non-ICU, they're below 5% for COVID-related illnesses. So I think our hospitals are well-equipped right now. But we saw in different states that can drastically change overnight depending on the type of cases that come in. In terms of capacity, I'm just looking at over a week span, you know, here in Peoria alone, we've seen an increase about over 100 cases in 1 week. From our standpoint in the size of our health department, how we do contact tracing, we're able to keep in line with that. The biggest, I would say, concern happens is when what we call data dumps, when results come in for maybe multiple days all in one day at a time, that can create maybe a little bit of a stress on our system because we want to respond rather quickly. But we're able to navigate that really well. And a lot of our cases that we're getting are also contacts of previous cases, which we recommend that if you've been exposed, to get yourself tested. And so they've already been taking those precautions because they've been in quarantine or started seeing some symptoms develop and want to take that initial step. We've been able to balance it, but I think what we're all excited about and nervous about in local health departments is we want to make sure that as we continue to reopen, that our capacity continues to grow.
You talk about those data dumps. Is that happening as, are we seeing more testing and more of a backlog at the labs processing those tests as a result? What's the cause of some of that?
I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, one is that we know that one of our testing sites went from a federal test site to a state test site. So that kind of transition happened. There was a holiday as well in the middle of it, so I think people were waiting to get tested. But, for example, our state site now, which is the Civic Center parking lot, between the 5th, 6th, and 7th, they have done close to 1,200 tests. Even if you're talking about that in terms of just how much positivity we have in regards to that, that data can get pushed all down at once on a local health department. I think it could be how fast the turnaround time is or just timing of computer systems, but it's something that, you know, we're able to respond to rather quickly. We're very flexible here in Peoria. We actually have staff that work every single day of the week, and we've kind of scheduled that because we want to make sure we're on top of things.
Absolutely. Well, Monica, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
That was Tim Shelley's conversation with Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson. For more from their conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.